And now, back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Welcome back to the studio. It's 7:47, almost 7:48. This is James Maduke speaking, and you're listening to Small Business Heroes. Anita just left, and I said, Anita, we should give away some tanning. She said, okay, let's give away some introductory sessions to one of the three ITAN studios here in the city. So if you want to call into 521-TALK, which is 521-8255 or star 580 on the Bell Mobility Network, and Liam will take the first five callers in, and we'll have some free tanning at ITAN. This particular session is, segment is brought to you by the Business Development Bank of Canada. And if you're a profitable company looking for some fixed asset lending or non-formula lending, you should give Pierre Lauzon a call. Pierre can be reached at pierre.lauzon@bdc.ca. So we've got in the studio now, we've got the technology segment. One of the things, we always talk a little bit about the websites and the website of the business. So we're joined in the studio. It's Frank Colla from Information Gateway Services. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you very much. Good evening.
Now, what we want to talk about tonight, I asked Frank to come in and talk about web hosting. And specifically, you know, we've got a lot of issues about having a website, not having a website, but I wanted to talk more about the actual hosting of the physical site, not the design of the site, but the what you need in behind all of those web pages. So maybe if you could just give us an overview of what IGS does, Information Gateway Services, and what people should look for in a host.
Well, IGS is a full-service internet provider, and we provide everything from access to hosting. It's very important for people who are putting up a website that their provider have the structural capability to deliver those web pages to the public. And, you know, in the last 7 or 8 years, that's something that IGS has built. We've put in that structure to deliver those pages efficiently and quickly to wherever the customer is in the world.
Now, we talked a little bit earlier. You started in what year?
1994.
1994. So as a small business owner, you're well over the hump?
Well over the hump.
Well, and in fact, actually, you've sold your business now.
That's correct. In October of last year, we sold the business to a local company called Avalon Works.
Oh, good for you. So we've had a natural progression this evening of franchises and someone who's bootstrapped and someone who's actually been there and done that. So congratulations from that perspective.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about the infrastructure. What do you mean by infrastructure or the background or the underpinnings that people should look for in a provider?
Well, our system is such that we have multiple backbones to the internet. In other
words, so someone doesn't understand that. We got to make sure that you can explain that.
We have different outpoints to the internet, different pipes to the internet, to different places, so that if one of our pipes goes away for whatever reason, and it happens to the internet, it's a fast-growing business with a lot of technical hurdles as the growth happens, so things break. And, you know, for instance, all our web servers, we have multiple web servers delivering the content so that no one piece of hardware going down takes your website down. That's one thing. Also, we have backbones. We have a backbone to Chicago, and we have two to Canada. And that's very important that if any one of those backbones goes down, we don't.
Okay, so explain to someone who doesn't know what a backbone is, what that term means and why it's important.
Well, the biggest way to explain that is the data that you're seeing on the internet, think of that as water. We have three water pipes. One goes all the way down to Chicago, and one goes to out west, and one goes to Toronto. They all come out of our big Toronto data center where each one of those water pipes goes. And if any one of those water pipes breaks, we don't end up with a flood. We just end up with the water going in different directions.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Chicago. Why is Chicago important?
Chicago's important because whether we realize it or not, the majority of the web traffic that's being created is going to the Americans. I mean, they're 10 times the population. They've got 10 times of everything that we do in Canada. So the majority of the traffic is on websites that are hosted in Canada are going to mostly go to the States. So it was very important to have a centrally located pipe right down into the States.
Now, you're talking about web pages, but we're talking traffic is traffic.
Traffic is traffic. It's all ones and zeros, and It really doesn't matter what it is, but the general rule is that most of the traffic goes to the States. And the funny part is most of our customers who are bringing their own traffic in are bringing it in from the States. So,
okay, so it makes sense to make sure that one of those backbone providers is through that particular core.
That's right.
Okay. Now, I want to, in terms of bandwidth, you could have three backbones, but if the water pipes are very, very thin, what does that mean?
If the water pipes are very, very thin,
We've got a garden hose, or do we have a big sewer pipe?
Yeah. Well, our biggest pipe, of course, is the one into the States. That pipe right now, in terms, is 100 megabits per second. Now, how do you quantify that? That's very difficult to do on the air. Our Canadian pipes are about half that size. Even if our big U.S. pipe breaks down, the current amount of traffic we have, the other pipes are big enough to handle that traffic flow should one of the pipes break.
And so it's multiply redundant then, I guess.
That's right.
Okay. And if I'm a small business person and I'm taking a look at hosting either a website or someone that's going to be able to provide that pipe to me, what are some of the things that I should make sure or check that the provider that I'm using is doing?
Well, I mean, one of the things that the provider needs to watch for in providing is, or if you're the customer receiving, is make sure that whatever you're getting is a flat rate service. A lot of companies charge a very low beginning rate so that when your website's with them, they charge you for things like every time somebody accesses your page in the world. The danger to that is somebody could access it many times and all of a sudden, a month later, you get this big whopping bill. And you have no control over how often your page will get hit. Obviously, the more hits you get, the more likely you are to succeed, but also you may be in for a surprise come next month when the bill comes around.
Okay, so if someone's looking for hosting, we want to make sure it's a flat fee. Absolutely, you don't care if it's hit a one time or 1,000 times or 10,000 times.
Sure, and I mean, from any business, you want to control your expenses, and if web hosting is an expense for you, you want to make sure you can control that too.
Okay. And then the next point that people should look for?
Make sure that your provider can provide everything, including hosting your own domain, hosting the email, hosting everything that you need for your site, all of the potential services to within the site. As an example, a customer may be using FrontPage to create their website, and they'll want a provider who supports FrontPage.
Okay, now explain that for people that don't know about FrontPage.
Well, FrontPage is a tool for creating websites. It's made by Microsoft. It can be picked up at almost any store. But to effectively display that web page, your provider has to have FrontPage support. In other words, they must have the engines in their servers that will drive that FrontPage, those FrontPage pages that are created by Microsoft's FrontPage product. If they don't, your page won't look like you created it.
Okay, and that's a bad thing.
That's a bad thing.
What are some other tools that you find that people ask for when they're getting a site hosted?
They can range from websites can range from just having a very, very simple one-page I'm here page all the way up to pages that are interactive with potential clients that have databases tied into them that record information and very sophisticated recording tools. Tools that will allow you to track where your hits are coming from. That kind of information can be quite important. Web pages can come from anywhere in the world. When you put up a web page, it's no longer restricted to Ottawa. All of a sudden, your website can come from anywhere. So it's important to have all those tools to figure out where this traffic is coming from.
Okay. Now, you mentioned interactive. What are some of the tools that you would need to support interactive sites that your hosting provider might need to have?
They'll need to have database interaction so that you can store and record stuff in a database. Active Server Pages is another Microsoft product. Cold Fusion is another product that's quite popular for developing websites.
Cold Fusion is another database?
It's a database and development tool. It's not just a database. It is a full development tool. And a lot of people like that because it makes it very, you can make it very nice and very interactive with the client.
Okay. And are there any other ones that IGS supports, for example, that people use on occasion to make those sites a little more interactive, a little more more complex?
There are so many out there that we couldn't list them all. But if a customer comes to us and says, you know, we want to have this, we'll, you know, we may have to charge the client to develop or bring it online, but we'll find a way to do it for the client.
Okay. So if someone is thinking about looking at their hosting or web hosting, what would be the things that you'd want them to go through in a checklist, just a quick checklist?
First of all, they need to figure out who are they going to reach before they put that site up. That's very important because it really is advertising. Is the website catchy or plain? You know, what's it going to take to drive that?
In terms of the tools that they need to do that.
Yeah. Do they have the access and ability to change it when they need to make changes? I don't believe anybody's business is static, so there's going to be changes required to the website. If the client isn't able to do it, you know, is the provider able to make those changes? And lastly, make sure that the provider has the redundancy in place that your business page doesn't go away.
Ever go away. Okay, that's great. We've been joined in the studio with Frank Kalla from Information Gateway Services. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And where would anyone go if they wanted to find out more about hosting?
www.igs.net, or they can actually give us a call at 688-0911. Or 1-800-268-3715.
Okay, that's great. And I'll make sure that we put links on smallbusinessheroes.com for all of the guests that we've had this evening. And I just wanted to thank you for joining us. We've got another website technology thing for all our small business heroes out there. This has been James Maduke speaking. I've been listening to Small Business Heroes. And I just want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to go to smallbusinessheroes.com. We've got lots of great information there, including, this is a special announcement, starting on, it's going to be April 10th. What I'm going to be doing is internet marketing for small business. If you're interested, what we can do, there's a book. You can send an email to james@jamesmaduke.com. I've got a brand new book coming out by that title and some public free seminars. So internet marketing for small business. You've been listening to Small Business Heroes, James Maduke. It's part of Business at Night and News Talk Radio, 580 CFRA. We'll see you next week.